This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelta. Five people are dead and close to 50 others injured when a man drove his SUV into a Christmas parade in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
A 39-year-old man is in jail facing intentional homicide charges after leaving the site of a domestic disturbance before police arrived and barreling into a parade underway Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And this from ABC 7 Chicago, Police Chief Dan Thompson says officers were not chasing Darryl Brooks Jr. despite his allegedly being involved in the dispute just minutes earlier.
There's no pursuit that led up to this incident. This is not a terrorist event.
Four of the five killed are women, 52 to 78 years old, the other an 81-year-old man. Nearly half of the 48 people injured are children. Dr. Michael Meyer, head of pediatric intensive care at Wisconsin Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, says most of the nine in critical condition are also children.
We have six patients who we list in critical condition.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection has issued subpoenas to five more individuals. That includes former President Donald Trump's ally, Roger Stone, and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The subpoenas include demands for documents and testimony from Stone and Jones, as well as three people accused of organizing and promoting the two rallies that preceded the deadly attack on the Capitol on January 6th. The committee has already interviewed more than 150 people across many sectors. Vaccinated, recovered, or dead. That comment coming from Germany's health minister on Monday after the current surge of COVID-19 cases in the country and how they could be affected. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's government secured a long-awaited loan tranche worth nearly $700 million. It's coming from the International Monetary Fund and an extension of its $5 billion standby program until next June. Ukraine had secured a loan deal last year as the country, one of Europe's poorest, tumbled into recession due to the coronavirus pandemic. But loan dispersal stalled over concerns about reforms and the independence of the central bank. The latest agreement is a boost for Zelensky's government, who is grappling with surging coronavirus cases, higher inflation, and growing jitters about Russian troop movements on its eastern borders. A video call between the head of the International Olympic Committee and Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai was meant to reassure the world that she was safe. But instead, it has raised more questions. Concern grew in the last week for the former number one ranked doubles player, who hadn't been seen since accusing a senior Chinese official of sexual assault on November 2nd. Tennis stars and fans alike demanded to know where she was, and the head of the Women's Tennis Association threatened to pull events from China. On Sunday, the IOC said Peng spoke to officials in a 30-minute video call. According to the organization's statement, she reassured them that she's okay. The IOC posted a photo showing the call, but did not release the video. U.S. President Joe Biden renominated Jerome Powell to a second term as chair of the country's central bank, the Federal Reserve, the announcement happening Monday. The president saying Powell has played a pivotal role in helping the U.S. recover from the worst of the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
Our country was hemorrhaging jobs last year, and there was panic in our financial markets. Jay's steady and decisive leadership helped to stabilize markets and put our economy on track to a robust recovery.
President Biden's nomination of Powell to one of the most important economic policy positions in the world ends weeks of speculation in financial markets and in Washington political circles. Some progressive Democrats in Congress had pushed the president to name Fed Governor Lael Brainard to head the bank, but the president instead named her as vice chair. How did the U.S. stock market react to the Powell nomination? Well, a late drop robbed the S&P 500 of another record high on Wall Street Monday and left major indexes mostly lower after being up for much of the day. The market was higher for most of the day as traders were relieved